Well, and hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer, and we are here with you every Wednesday between 4 and 5 o'clock, and boy, are we getting ready for one incredible weekend. If you've been listening to the show over the last month, you've been hearing it week after week, and we've been bringing veterans on, because this weekend, November 7th, is the Salute to Veterans, our third annual Salute to Veterans. It is probably one of the fires that is nearest and dearest to my heart. And we've really been working hard for the past year, actually, with a committee of people to put together, again, one of our largest celebrations and what has become one of the largest celebrations in the southern New England area of our veterans. This year we're doing something special, even more special. We're going to be shining a spotlight on our Vietnam veterans. But we've had a real lot of support. We've got a lot going on for this fire. I'm going to be giving you a little bit of a hint of everything that you can see, because one, everybody knows it's daylight saving. We missed daylight savings time just passed. So now we are sitting here and it gets dark a little bit earlier. So the fires, of course, start a little bit earlier, as do the celebrations, including an amazing celebration up at the State House. It starts at the State House at 3:45 in the afternoon on the State House steps. And then we move right into this amazing torch ceremony that is led by the Army 88th Band, the Northeast Navy Band, the Fife and Drum crew, and then veterans from all conflicts. We've got World War II veterans marching this year, Korean War veterans, veterans that are just coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, our Vietnam veterans, and really veterans from every conflict. And it's probably one of the most moving torch processions and events, because as they enter the basin area, which if you don't know what the basin is, that's that circle of fires that we find right down across from the mall. As we enter the basin area, there's going to be the Northeast Navy Band playing with the Army 88th Band, and we're going to be saluting the flag and doing all the service songs and having just this amazing 300 torch kickoff to what is one of the best events of the year. So I'm so excited. I'm not sure if everybody remembers that the people who help us bring this show to you and this incredible group is called National Grid. And National Grid, just for the many things that they do in the community, one, they support Waterfire. They're our season sponsor. They answered that big question that we kept on getting from people, which is, my cell phone's died. I can't get in touch with somebody, and I need to figure out how to call them. And let's face it, we don't have telephone booths around in many places anymore, and people come down to Waterfire to take pictures and do wonderful things. And National Grid started last year this incredible sponsorship where at every Waterfire, we have got National Grid charging stations. So when you want to come down, take these awesome pictures of what's happening, reach out to your loved ones and say, hey, get down here to Waterfire because there's a lot of fun going on. National Grid has allowed us to do that. They've also, again, sponsored this radio show, which lets us let you know everything that's coming up with Waterfire, but not only with Waterfire, just in general in Rhode Island. So without further ado, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce David Graves, who is the media relations person from National Grid. Dave, how are you this wonderful Wednesday afternoon?
It is a beautiful day, Bronwyn. Thank you for the invitation.
And check this weather out. Could we have asked for better weather just today or for the week or for the Salute to Veterans fire?
Well, appreciate it. It's not going to last, I can tell you. I know the winter storms are on their way, unfortunately.
Well, that's right. You're dealing with National Grid because you guys are keeping us safe and warm and keeping everything going when we have those storms hit. So, yeah, I'm going to keep you on my dial phone so that I know exactly what's going on and when those storms are hitting.
Should have kept my mouth shut.
I know. Never. But, well, one, thank you. As I was just telling our audience, National Grid has been an incredible supporter of Waterfire in so many different ways. And in our just a support of our community. I see you out a lot and doing a lot of important things in the community. And one, I know that you are a veteran.
I am. 1970 to 72. I was inducted into the Army back in the days when the draft was still in effect, shortly after graduating from college. And I would tell you it's a life-changing event. I did not, unlike a lot of people who served at the same time, did not go to Vietnam. I spent 14 months in Germany. But being a part of the military, being a part of an organization of that size, and going from a college campus into the military in wartime was a life-changing experience for me, an eye-opening experience. And I think perhaps more than anything else in my life, that really tuned me into what was going on in the world and what was going on outside of my little hometown in Massachusetts and my little college that I attended in Worcester. So it was an eye-opening experience, and it was a world-opening experience for me.
It must have been. And so when you left the military in 72, you came back, and what did you do when you came back? Well, what were you specializing in when you were in Germany?
Well, I was in communications, actually, which I was a radio operator, radio teletype operator, which was a little bit of everything. We were a mobile unit. We moved around a great deal, supplied backup communications to command components within Germany, all across the country. So we were detached, as they say, for most of the time. We were rather independent, kind of spoiled, did pretty much what we wanted to do, and got to see a good part of Germany at the time. When I came home, I think like a lot of folks, I was just looking to find out, figure out what I was going to do. I actually spent a couple of years in banking.
Yeah.
And then really did what I wanted to do and got into broadcasting. And I spent about 12 years in radio news, particularly in New Hampshire, and finally down here in Rhode Island. Moved to Rhode Island about 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Moved from radio and into television. I was a TV assignment editor for about 5 years. Then had my own consulting company, media relations consulting company. Then went into advertising and public relations, and had the good fortune about 12 years ago to join National Grid in the media relations department.
Yeah, so that training that you got between 70 and 72 in Germany certainly started you down a path.
I learned how to talk is what I did on the radio.
Would you like to teach me?
You're doing just fine.
Well, again, National Grid, I also know that the president, Tim Horan, he served 24 years, I think, and retired as a colonel.
Tim spent 5 years active duty. Actually, this was in separate time periods, but Tim and I were stationed about 2 miles away from each other in Germany, two little villages on the in the Rhineland that you wouldn't even imagine. We discovered that a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, different time periods. He's a little younger than I am, but he did 5 years of active duty and then over 20 years in the Army Reserves and retired as a full colonel.
Well, I mean, so there's definitely, as we see, the military backing at the head of National Grid. So I feel safe knowing that there's a lot of military training that's like, you know, leading our National Grid teams.
I've discovered our director of corporate media relations is a retired Navy commander, one of the people in our environmental and safety area is retired Coast Guard. There are a number of veterans that are working in National Grid, and it's also part of our outreach program to find more veterans to bring into the company, but also to help bring into the energy industry. We have an organization called the Veterans and Veterans Employee Resource Group, VERG as we call it, that's designed to make it easier for our Reserve and National Guard employees to fulfill their service commitment. It includes educating our own supervisors, the people who might work under these folks or might work, these folks would work for them, so that they could better understand what their commitment is to the military, so mm-hmm. that they can get their job done, so that everything from just scheduling their work hours and everything can fit into their military commitment and make that happen. But we also do outreach. We've done job fairs with veterans.
Yeah.
And also recruitment to help bring veterans into the industry. It's a national program in the energy industry to transition veterans into jobs that are applicable for the services that they did in the military that they can apply easily in the energy industry.
Well, yeah, and like I was saying to you, it sounds like the training that one receives in the military is rather important, especially in the field of National Grid and in the energy field. But the fact, just alone, that you have this program where you're working with people in the National Guard, because that's one of the hardest things. I've talked to a lot of veterans, and having people understand either when they get deployed suddenly, and I know over the last 10 years that was really kicked up a lot, And having employers that understand that or understand that they've got to do weekend training and that, that really, and how that fits into not only their work life, but their family life. So, and when you can try to figure out how to help someone balance that, that's really important. So thank you for doing that within your company. That's a great program.
Well, we enjoy doing it, believe me, as well as a commitment to, things like water, fire, and its importance to the community, its importance to Providence. It really is part of the fiber of the city and of the state. When people come into Rhode Island, multiple friends that we have from throughout the Northeast who come here and are just awed by the sight of water, fire, and the experience of water, fire. Everything from the music to the ambiance. To the people, it's one of the most crowded and quiet places that you could possibly imagine. People just watching the fires, just experiencing the evening and listening to the music. It's fantastic.
And it's people from all walks of life, which
yes.
is what, you know, I've been with Waterfire for 11 seasons now, so I'll be finishing up my 11th season, 10th year at Waterfire. And I've always said that it's amazed me because young, old, all ethnic backgrounds, all socioeconomic backgrounds, all coming together in one place. And a small, let's say, it's not a really big plot of land that we're taking over when you think of about 75,000 people or 100,000 people being down at this one event in this one place. And you would think that there might be some conflict, but there's not. And I've always said it's probably one of the best social experiments that one could see, that if you create the right environment, right action follows.
It's a peaceful experience.
Yeah.
And when you walk away at the end of the evening, you feel at peace with yourself.
Well, and it's because of you and National Grid support that you've allowed us to do that. And again, we are oh so grateful for all of the sponsors that help us do that. And I know that coming up, and when we do our salute to veterans in this torch procession I was just talking about, we are going to have about 15 employees coming from National Grid that are veterans that will be participating, right?
That's correct. They're going to be the torch bearers participating in the procession. Actually, we probably had more volunteers than we had slots to fill. So people are really very interested in doing this. And again, it's a sign that the number of veterans working within the company, and again, their commitment to the community, but also to any effort that we can do, any outreach that we can make to assist veterans. In any way we possibly can.
Well, you know, when you're talking about hiring veterans, do you ever work with ESGR or the Veterans Association? Because I know that they try to help place people in companies as well.
Yes. We've worked with Mike Ritz. There have been programs that we've done, job fairs that they've sponsored. I think with, if I'm not mistaken, New England Tech, we've participated in those. We've also done outreach with local colleges, with the University of Rhode Island in the Providence branch, also with Brown University. So it's a constant, ongoing search on our part to find talented people.
Yeah.
And we find that the military, again, there is a number of job occupations, MOSs as they used to call it. That's probably changed since I was in the Army, but a number of occupations that are great fits to work in National Grid. I went to a communications school at Fort Dix, New Jersey, where they trained linemen to work in the Army. It's exactly if you go to our school up in Millbury, Massachusetts, where line crews are trained. It looks exactly what I saw down at Fort Dix, New Jersey, about 40 years ago.
Yep.
So it's they're you can exchange those skills. You can bring them into the workplace very easily, and those are the people that we try to find.
Well, we also happening on Saturday as well, which I'm so proud to say this, and thank you so much to the sponsors that have brought it together, which is Walmart and the Providence Medical. Providence Veterans Medical Association, and a lot of other people, which I'll mention at the end of the show. We have a resource fair. ESGR will be there, so I'm sure that they'll be directing some veterans probably your way after that. But that whole resource fair is about employment and, you know, and working with families and all different areas, and ways to support veterans and what they're doing. And what National Grid's doing and how you're actually participating in the event and with your volunteers. Hey, we always need volunteers. So even when it's not just a salute to veterans, I'm gonna call you up, Dave, and I'm gonna be like, send them our way, because again, it's a wonderful way to be part of the community, and you are such a big part of our community.
Well, we have about 900 employees in Rhode Island. Nearly all of them
900,
live in Rhode Island. We have over 14,000 employees in the U.S., in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York. And that community involvement is something that we feel very strongly about. We live here, and we work here, and we think we provide a vital service to the community, one that keeps the community going, keeps people alive. It's an essential part of their lives, delivering natural gas and electricity. And it's something that we feel is very, very important to the community, and we want to remain and be part, an integral part of the community.
Yeah, and I see you doing a lot of proactive things, because I get my gas and my energy from National Grid at my home, and I love what you've been doing where you're sending people out, or people can have someone come to their home, help them to learn to be more efficient in how they use their energy and to bring their bills down. So providing a lot of services that I'm not really sure people are necessarily aware of. We try to make them aware of them. We did it at the water fire in June that you sponsored. But I think that if people were to go to the National Grid website, they'd be able to find not only these resources, I'd imagine, right?
Well, you could find everything from home energy audits, which are free.
Yep.
I had a home energy audit done last year at my home. After 10 years with the company, I think I would have done it earlier. But what you can find out about, I had full insulation. I've discovered I had no insulation in the walls of my house, so I was wasting energy. I was wasting heating oil in my case. But also would supply you with smart power strips that turn themselves off and turn off your appliances when they're not being used.
Okay.
They're smarter than I am, obviously. And there are the whole host of things, energy-efficient bulbs, energy-efficient light fixtures, all sorts of things, ideas that people sometimes don't think about that they can save. And as we say, the cheapest volt is the one you don't use. So if you can be efficient, just think about how you might be able to cut back on your energy usage. You're going to cut back on your bill as well.
I think I need an audit at my house. Yep. I'm going to tell my husband that we need to sign up for that, and we need an audit. That's it, because I get the little report that tells me my neighbors.
Yes.
And me, and I'm always embarrassed when I look at it. I'm like, well, that just can't be. I can't be that worse than my neighbors, you know, because I'm always a little bit more. So I'm up for an audit report. But I want to thank you again. We are so looking forward to this weekend's salute to veterans.
We are, too.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for the service of the men and women at National Grid and everything that you do. I look forward to catching up with them at the torch recession and up at the State House. And yeah, just again, thank you for everything that you do, Dave. And it's been wonderful speaking to you today. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather, and I hope to see you this weekend, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We were just talking to National Grid and David Graves, and we're getting all geared up and excited because this weekend is the last full lighting of Waterfire, and it's one of the biggest. It's our Waterfire Salute to Veterans. And when we come back, we'll be speaking to another incredible gentleman, a Korean War veteran, Air Force, Mr. Bob Dalton. Can't wait to tell you, not only hear about his story, but tell you what he's doing right now with an incredible group of people. We'll be back in a moment.